Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together.
My beloveds, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of setting our intention. No matter what you're feeling when you wake up, if you set the intention to have a blessed, peaceful, and beautiful day, having made that declaration, you will then have to effort at ensuring that you let nothing or no one rob you of your peace. Setting the intention is our way of declaring to the universe, to the spirit that is within, what it is that we want. And it can align with what we want as long as we're unwavering. I was speaking to a friend who's getting married later this year. And they said, well, I hope it's all going to be okay, and I hope everything's going to be fine, and I hope. And I interrupted and said, let's stop with the hope and let's be intentional and let us declare and affirm that it's going to be a wonderful occasion, that everyone's going to have a fabulous time and it's going to be a most amazing day. There's a different energy when you can truly be intentional about what it is you want as opposed to hoping something will be as you are desiring. There are three words you rarely ever hear me use. In fact, I will almost bite my tongue then say them. Hope is one of them, luck is another, and magic is the third. For me, I know some people love that word hope, but for me, it smacks of I'm not trusting spirit enough if I'm hoping that God will hear my prayers, if I'm hoping that everything will be all right, if I'm hoping. I don't need to hope. I need to trust. And when I say to someone, I trust you are feeling all right. I trust everything is well with you. I'm affirming what I want for that person. I'm not saying, I hope you are well. I hope it's okay with you. Because that's not speaking, as far as I'm concerned, from affirmative. And when I say I don't use the word luck, that again is something that is making me think that there's something wishy-washy about working with the divine principle of life that is unchanging, that is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. I don't need to wish someone luck. I don't need to wish luck for myself. I simply need to know that there is a God in me that is doing the work. And as for the word magic, I never use. Simply when I think of magic, I think of trickery and I think of illusion. I think of sleight of hand. Working with spirit is not illusional. There is no sleight of hand. It is working with laws and principles, as I shared and continue to share, that are unchanging once you understand how to use them. So, as an aside, hope, magic, luck, these aren't words in my vocabulary. And so when I emphasize how we need to be intentional, I'm emphasizing how we are taking control, aligning with spirit, God within, and speaking forth what we want. So today, my theme is, how do we move on from living in the past? How do we forgive what has happened in the past so that we can enjoy and live our life in this present moment? And I shared with my group on Friday night how it is so challenging for us to forgive based on the fact that we don't want to let the other person off. We want them to endure the pain and disappointment and the hurt and the rejection and everything else that we've experienced. We want them to experience it. And it never works like that. Or we think that if we forgive them with saying what you did is okay. No, it's not. What forgiveness does is saying what you did was not okay, but I don't wish to be a victim of it. Because as I've shared before time and time and again, until we forgive something or someone, we have this invisible connection to them. Like that invisible fishing nylon thread that is hard to see, but it's so strong. It keeps you tethered to that event, to that situation, to that experience, to that condition, so that every time you remember it, it's as if it's as fresh as just occurring. And the reason why I came across a really interesting article by a physicist who spoke about that as evolved human beings, we have consciousness that uses language. No other animal has that same ability that we have to use language that links us continuously to the past. We take and we use language to form our events, to create our memories. And it's like we can utilize language in a way that animals cannot. So we can talk about the past. We can relive the past, and we are constantly using language in worrying and in angst and in getting over-concerned about the future. But what is challenging for many of us is how can we use language to stay in the present? How can we use language to stay in the here and now? And as I've often shared many times, we can only know God in the present. God is not a God of the past. God is not a God of the future. God is an I am that I am. I'm in this moment. I'm right here. I'm right now. And so what we wrestle with and what we struggle with is the fact that our egos can only, now let me rephrase that. Our egos love certainty. It loves the known and the familiar. Hence, it will keep you in the past because it knows what's already happened. And it may drag you into the future by worrying based on something that's happened in the past. But in the present moment, it doesn't know what may occur. It doesn't know what may happen. So when you say to people, be intentional, affirm, hold for what you want in the present, even though it's unknown and uncertain how it's going to arrive, that is challenging for people. Because remaining in the present, holding the vision of what it is they want, is the most difficult thing for most people to do. They may start off first 5 minutes, they're holding the vision, they're holding the intention, they're affirming, and give it 7, 8, 9 minutes, and their mind will take them back to something. Oh, yeah, you tried that before. You know it didn't work. And so the chatter starts. And it will negate any kind of work you're trying to do. But my beloved, it is something that takes time, that takes patience, that takes practice, that takes effort. It takes effort to continuously do the work, to bring yourself out of your past thinking, your past way of being, and being present in the moment. Trusting that whatever it is you are affirming and being intentional about can and is being manifested for you, even though you cannot see. And the thing that I really want to emphasize, and it's kind of the theme that I sent out yesterday, because I love that quote by Jack Kornfield, who said, forgiveness is giving up all hope of a better past. Something I read said that the reason why we keep reliving the past is because we keep thinking or hoping it will have a better outcome. Well, we know that's not possible because we cannot change it. We can change how we think about it. We can change how we view our experience of it. But we cannot change what was the initial outcome. So my invitation this morning is, how can you embrace forgiving something that has happened to you in your past? How can you embrace forgiving and letting go? I am someone who is a great believer that if we are forgiving, we also have to forget. There are those proponents who say forgive, but don't forget. Our teacher said, when asked how many times should he forgive, said 70 times 7. Meaning you are continuously required to forgive. I have shared on our Easter blessings that I believe that if Jesus was not able to forgive as he did on the cross, there would be no resurrection. The freedom that forgiveness gave him allowed him to transcend even the boundaries of death. And I believe that no matter what we say that we've experienced or been through or have been the recipient at the hands of someone else, there is nothing that cannot be forgiven. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that it's going to be quick. But what I can say from personal experience is that as you continuously practice forgiving whoever, whatever, and yourself, bit by bit, freedom begins to enter into your consciousness. Pam Redveld says, when we go back into the past, excuse me, and rake up all the troubles we've had, we end up reeling and staggering through life. Stability and peace of mind come from living in the moment. When you think of how, when we keep living in the past, it's influencing what's happening in our present, because it's still influencing how we're showing up in our relationships. It colors how we see things. It touches how we interact with others. And I love what Pam says. We end up reeling and staggering through life. We were not created to stagger through life. We were created to walk boldly, uprightly as the children of the Most High God that we were created. Stability and peace of mind comes from living in the moment. When we surrender, when we let go, when we let God be God in us, through us, as us. I'm trying to think whether it was the Psalms. I think it is the Psalm which said, God makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and the sun to shine on the good and the not so good. Which for me, I always take it to mean, God isn't judging us. God isn't finding anything in all of our shortcomings and foibles that is unforgivable. God is realizing itself in and through and as us, unfolding and having the experience that we call human. My beloved, there is nothing or no one that cannot be forgiven. From the most heinous of dictators to the most perverted of people, no matter what their crime, no matter what they've done, they can be forgiven. My poem is entitled, Forgiveness is Divine, by Pat A. Fleming. Some people view forgiveness as virtue for the weak, an act of mercy undeserved that serves no useful need. They stand firmly in their judgment and won't consider a mistake. They prefer to hold a senseless grudge than accept amends when made. They feel they have some godly right to reject and criticize. They're possessed by righteous anger and consumed by pointless pride. They're focused on how they've been wronged and won't be made the fool again. So they feel they must avenge themselves by refusing to give in. They will sacrifice their family or forsake a longtime friend. Do anything they have to do to be the winner in the end. Or perhaps it is that they can't resolve the depths of all their hurt, caused when someone that they trusted left them questioning their worth. But no matter why they struggle, out of pride or out of fear, not being able to forgive can cause the loss of the ones most dear. Yes, forgiveness is a virtue. They even say it is divine, but more than that, it sets you free from what weighs you down inside. The best way to approach this life is to ask forgiveness and to forgive. There's a balance to this crazy world, so live and just let live. My sacred text comes from Colossians 3:13. It simply says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. My story this morning is a story of two brothers who lived side by side in their own farms for many years until one day a foolish argument caused a rift between them. This was the first serious disagreement the brothers had had in all their 50 years. Up until that day, they worked their fields together, shared knowledge and produce, and lent a helping hand to one another in times of need. The fight began over a small misunderstanding, which can sometimes happen, but the dispute dragged on and became an angry exchange of words, followed by weeks of silence. One day there was a knock on the older brother's door. When he opened it, he was facing an old bearded carpenter holding a toolbox. I could show you some work, sir, said the stranger. Do you need any repairs on your farm? Yes, replied the brother. I've got a job for you. Across the creek there's a farm that happens to belong to my younger brother. Until recently the whole area between our homes were green, but he changed the creek's path, making it into a border between us. I'm sure he did that for spite. But I'll show him, said the older brother. You see those trees by the barn? I want you to turn them into a 10-foot-tall fence. I never want to see his face again. The old carpenter thought quietly to himself for a few minutes and eventually said, I see. The farmer helped the carpenter carry his tools and the wood and then drove off to the city on some errands. When he came back in the evening, the old carpenter had finished. Upon arriving at the creek, the older brother was stunned. His eyes were bulging out, and he couldn't utter a single word. Where a fence should have been standing, a bridge now stood. A quaint and special bridge, truly a work of art, with an intricately carved banister. At the same time, the younger brother happened to come to the same spot. He rushed over the bridge and embraced his older brother and said, "You've done something special, building a bridge after all I've said and done." While both brothers were hugging, the old carpenter collected his tools and started walking away. The brothers turned to him and said, "Please stay for a few more days. We have more things that need fixing." "I would have loved to stay, kind sir," said the carpenter, "but I have many more bridges to build and things to fix in other places." The moral of our story is a simple one. We often let anger push us away from our loved ones and allow pride to come before our love. Don't let that happen to you. Learn to forgive and appreciate what you have. Remember, the past cannot be changed, but the future can be. No quarrel can spoil a true connection. Build your bridges when you have to, and always cross them with a smile. Love that story. Our science of mind reading this morning is entitled Forgiveness. The first quote comes from Emerson's Essays, page 23. "Every man is a divinity in disguise, a god playing the fool." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes' The Science of Mind, page 299. "From selfish reasons alone, if from no loftier reason, we cannot afford to find fault, to hate, or even hold in mind anything against any living soul." The author writes, "One of the most important spiritual practices we can become expert in is forgiveness. The Master, Jesus, knew this importance when he said we should forgive 70 times 7, which implies continual forgiveness. In effect, holding nothing bitter in mind about what anyone may do, no matter how often they may behave so. This does not mean that we put ourselves in harm's way if others continue to behave badly. It does mean that we do not bind ourselves to them by holding hard feelings about them because of what they may do or have done. Forgiveness is a mode of freedom. In mind, if we free others from the effects of our thinking through forgiveness, they may go about their business in life, and so may we. We do not have to stay in their atmosphere through any kind of self-neglect or self-imposed bondage. If forgiveness is freedom, then freedom brings the elimination of lashing ourselves to someone who is intent on harmful behaviors. To forgive and forget is a misleading. It means that if we practice forgiveness, we must suddenly develop amnesia, and that's not likely to happen. The remembrance of a past deed may still remain, but it will no longer contain the bite of unforgiveness. Release through forgiveness allows us to go forth in the divine flow without past remembrances clinging to us, and in this is real freedom. My beloveds, I hope that I've made clear how important and significant it is to forgive so that we can move out of the past into this moment and truly realize our oneness with the source of all that is. If we continue to live in the past, we are continuing to relive the pain of whatever it was that occurred in that past. And as we keep reliving the pain, we will keep having the same emotions coming up, which will only cause continuous hurt, regret, resentment, anger, shame, and any other negative emotions that we feel as we experience them. It may be challenging, but I urge you to continuously practice forgiving and letting go. forgiving and releasing, forgiving and setting yourself free, to be at peace, to be calm, to be serene, to be at one with God in the current present moment. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you bring your attention to your breath, say to yourself as you breathe in, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In, out. In, out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Out, "My breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. forgiveness. Healing. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in the present. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I let go the past. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in the present. Exhale, this is my breath as I let go of the past. Present. Past. Present. Present. Past. Present. In the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. The moment to be intentional for yourself, for your week ahead. See yourself being, doing, having, experiencing that which you wish. And as you see yourself in your mind's eye, add the feeling component. What does it feel like as you are whatever it is that you are being intentional about? It is said, where there is no vision, the people perish. So take a moment to be intentional and hold the vision for yourself, be it for your healing, be it for your peace of mind, be it for your interactions with troublesome work colleagues, whatever it is, be yourself now. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God's center is everywhere, circumference is nowhere. It's the life force, the energy, the spirit, the divine intelligence that is everywhere, present at every point in space and time. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Ultimate Reality, Source of All that Is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, let our hearts and minds be open to releasing our past hurts, past disappointments, past shame, past, anything and everything that is stopping us from living in this present moment, communing and connecting with you. Let our hearts and minds be open to forgive anything and everyone that is hurt, disappointed, wounded, or in whatever shape or way we feel they have treated us that is not congruent or aligned with how we would have wished. Let us accept that we cannot change the past, for it has already happened, that we can change how we are in this present moment, that as we open our hearts to forgive everything, anything, and everyone and anyone, we allow ourselves to be free to commune with you in this present moment, for you are a God that is only known in each and every present moment. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, sever the cords that have bound us to past events, past people, past errors, past mistakes, past judgments. Sever anything that is holding us down and holding us back, that we may be free to experience your peace that passes all human understanding. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, we pray for all that is happening across this world. Humanity is in a great crisis. We have allowed power and greed to overwhelm and saturate our thoughts and ways of being, that we have forgotten that we are one kind, we are humankind. Let us open up our hearts to be more kind and compassionate, to recognize that we are one, one with you, one with each other. So for everything that is happening across the world, whilst we seem to be in overwhelm, let us surrender it to you and open our hearts to be guided and directed by whatever is ours to do, so that we can make this place a world that works for all. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, for all the things that are in need of prayer, for all the people that are in need of prayer, for those who have no one to pray for them, we hold and include everyone in our circle, knowing that you know the individual needs, wants, and desires. So for everything that is happening across our globe, for all sentient beings, the winged, the hoofed, the finned, the two-legged, the four-legged, we surrender them now and trust that you will do what can only be done by you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmation and Buddhist meditations. I'll try one more time. Apologies, the phone is not unmuting. our science of mind affirmation. We can repeat where you are. The divine good fulfills me, always has, always will. And I access it every day. I forgive and release anything and anyone that has created harm, including myself. Now, I accept true freedom. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, we're drawing towards the close of our Sunday Soul. The season of nonviolence continues. The principles to be practicing this week: praising, patience, acknowledgement, love, understanding, and mindfulness. And you can see, of course, as always, the affirmations for those on the Sunday Soul Connection website under the season of nonviolence. Our rumination, our Rumi quote for the day: the hypocrite's apology is a sackful of empty words, repulsive and far from the heart. I look forward to joining you on Thursday, as always, for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. And my closing benediction: may the blessing of light be upon you. Light on the outside, light on the inside. With God's sunlight shining on you, may your heart glow with warmth. So the song that I'm closing today's Sunday Soul Connection is truly, truly beautiful. It's entitled "Too Hard Not To," and it's by Tina Campbell. Enjoy.
Maybe you feel entitled, 'cause it should have never, ever happened to you. And maybe you try to let go, but that is no just pain, it's never easy to do.
Tina Campbell and Too Hard Not To. My beloves, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Until we meet again on Thursday for our 10 at 10 or the following week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.